Kimber Ralstead is the administrator at Cook County North Shore Hospital and Care Center. Kay Grinland is Care Partners Program Director, and they're here to talk about something called peace of mind. So, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Good morning.
And what is peace of mind? How's it work?
Peace of Mind is a local project using home monitoring technologies to help people, help seniors stay in their homes longer.
And home monitoring means what?
Well, it's technology that we kind of brought in as a part of the broadband process to make sure that we can keep the seniors a part of this too. But it uses some technology that helps families and the seniors maybe look at what's going on with their health care, give them some reminders, do some things like that, and then they can stay where they want to stay just that little bit longer and give their family some peace of mind.
So, I've actually seen this operate. It's a flat screen TV, touch
right.
screen. And what kinds of, what does it do? I mean, for the senior and for the caregiver. And then also talk about where that caregiver has to be.
Well, the caregiver can be long distance. They could be in town, wherever. They just have to have a computer and internet access. And the way it works is that there's these sensors that are all self-powered and wireless, so they're easy to put up. They can tell if a door closes. There's one that goes on the bed to see how well you slept, if a light's left on, if someone's accessed the door where the medicines are or opened the refrigerator, things like that.
Wow. You mean the house is bugged?
The house is bugged. Except that the only people that are going to see it really is the client or the senior and the caregiver that they've designated or their family member. So you can have a client that lives here in Grand Marais and their family wants to make sure they're taking their medications. So you have that sensor to that door perhaps, and their family members can be in California.
Well, we do have this. It's up and running, not in general, but there are some people that are using this now to test it out, right?
Yes.
Yep. We have. We probably have the ability in the project, which is, by the way, funded by Blandin Foundation and the North Shore Healthcare Foundation. And we've got the ability to probably outfit 10 folks to help us demonstrate the project. And we've got one up and running, one just started, and one in the works that I believe.
How compatible is this with other systems? I mean, we don't have broadband in. I mean, we've got satellite and we got some broadband up in Hovland. I mean, can we do that now? Or do we have to wait for the system to be put in by Arrowhead?
Well, there are some of the places here in Grand Marais can do it now, some that have access to the internet now. There's also even some of the possibility of being able to do it for people that have like the cell phone technology and using the satellite. Probably not as well, but we keep hearing that we're going to have broadband throughout the county shortly. So hopefully by then we'll have all the bugs worked out or have used this as a demonstration project and really be able to show people how well it can work for them.
Now, when you... Does this also, I mean, alert other people besides the family, like in the care center or something like this? Or is this just strictly between the individual and his or her family?
Pretty much between the client and the primary family caregiver. They can also bring other people in, give them access if they want. If there's another caregiver, maybe, you know, at some point home health or something like that. And right now for the project, we're involving every client with a coordinator who is one of our partners. Might be the hospital, the clinic, public health and human services, or Boreal. Care Partners.
Mm-hmm. So if my mother is in our home and I'm in, you know, Pocatello, and I think there's something going on, I have a contact that I can call and say, hey, I think something's going on.
Right.
And that would be, as you say, what, some kind of a coordinator?
Well, right now we have, again, kind of the coordinators or the contact people from the different agencies, and so they can do that. But one of the things that people have talked about is that, well, is this Big Brother? You know, and they're watching that.
A little bit about that.
And so that's the one piece, is nobody at this point is really looking over that. Now, at some point, you may want, and that may expand, where you can say, hey, I want We're not set up for it yet, but I want the hospital or I want the clinic to be able to look at this information and see what my blood pressure is. So if it starts to go up, they can see that. But right now, this is really between the client and their family. So they don't have to feel that there's somebody else kind of looking over them. Now, the senior might say, you know, I really don't want my kid looking over me all the time. Now, that's between them and their family. We can't help that. But, you know, what we can do is try to create situations so they can stay where they want to stay as long as possible.
Now, we're dealing about with people who more than likely, and I don't like to make this generalization because I know a lot of tech-savvy seniors, but let's assume that they don't, you know, like make a living using equipment. So this has got to be pretty easy for them to use too. Or, I mean, do they interact with the system, or is it just basically these sensors and somebody else that interacts with it?
Well, what's nice is that Jack at Boreal is going to be the local distributor, and he installs it along with one of our client people, you know, just help figure out what'll work, and then helps train the family coordinator and the client and can kind of be a backup person. And it's a really simple, you know, for the client, it's a touch screen. It's very simple. It's kind of set up ahead of time with maybe their pictures, maybe a couple favorite websites, the local weather. You know, and that, and maybe reminders will pop up on the screen. They can use it to Skype with their family.
They can.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's interesting.
But they don't have to if they don't want to either. I mean, they can kind of put it in a closet and not use it at all and do their blood pressure or their weights every day. And there's something else that's doing that. And their family may look at that and say, well, we'll take care of that for you, Mom or Dad.
Wow. Well, so in other words, you don't really have to be some kind of digital wizard to actually have it in your home.
Thank goodness.
The individual that's using it now, obviously, is your first test, and you've got what, one just starting and one about to. How's it going for them? I mean, how does the person react to it? I mean, is it working okay?
I think it's been real positive, and. Yeah, I've heard this person, you know, say to others, yeah, this is working great. And she had some worries that it was a little, you know, intrusive or that she didn't really need it, but she was helping us out, you know. But I think the caregiver's been real glad to see it. And I know this new client, the family's real happy for it. And I know the client you've worked with that I think it's going to be a good thing.
Well, and I think the family member of the person currently that has it, you know, has commented, and that person's actually local. And so why we're really interested to see what'll happen where we have, you know, an individual living here and the family members living in, you know, California or Arizona or Florida. Mm-hmm. And will that make them feel more comfortable that they are aware of what's happening?
If people want to know about this or want to become a part of the experiment, how do they do that?
Contact any one of the partners, Boreal, Care Partners, the hospital, clinic, public health. I think I caught all the ones. All of us are kind of doing one of these great Cook County collaborations and can get you involved.
And as a part of the experimental period, I mean, is there any limit? I think you mentioned you've got the capability of having 10 of these. Now, you don't want them all 10 experimental, or can...
Right. We want to get a broad variety
of
situations, you know, just to kind of test it. Somebody more remote, somebody closer in, somebody with more health issues, maybe some memory issues.
Okay. So contact Care Partners or the hospital or the clinic or Cook County Public Health and Human Services and find out whether you want to be a part of this. Yeah. It's those sensors in the bedroom that bother me.
Hey, we know people that said they wanted to try it just to make sure their sleep number was the right number, because that's how it can help you. So,
okay, Kimber Alstead and Kate Grinland, thanks for bringing us up to date on peace of mind, and hopefully that it will give our seniors who need it peace of mind. Thank you.
You're welcome. You.